welcome, Dion.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Life is difficult. No kidding. Scott Peck said that was the opening words of his book, The Road Less Traveled. And he said that's the greatest truth. And I think it is. But once we know that, what do we do with that? We see it differently. We change our perspectives. And we grow authentically. Life is difficult. You got out this morning and you saw that you were flooded into the neighborhood. And you're looking at your watch going, well, I'm already running late because the kid just forgot his lunch and the other one forgot his homework. And, oh, my goodness, I got to be there. And then there's the, well, I just recently laid off now. What do I do? Big changes in life, big decisions to make because life is
difficult.
Yeah. But that's the way it is for everybody. So what do we do that? What do we do with that? We learn to fear it less. We can't ever be fearless, but we can fear it less. And then we learn the wisdom of the oyster. We're going to learn from an oyster today about what to do with all those irritations and disruptions that happen in life. Because life is difficult. So what do we do with it? We look at it differently. You know the story of the oyster, right? Just kind of chilling out, sitting on the bottom of the bay, doesn't want to be bothered, not looking to be a rock star, just trying to make it day to day. Kind of feels that way with our life sometimes, doesn't it? It's like, just leave me alone. I'm just trying to get from Tuesday to Wednesday and I'll be okay. Sometimes it's if I can just make it from breakfast to lunch or the commute from here to downtown, which is pretty much breakfast to lunch. But anyway, I digress about Houston traffic because, boy, I hate traffic because life is difficult. But the oyster's just chilling on the bottom of the bay in a community of other oysters. They're all together. And then that irritation comes in. That disruption, that irritation comes in. And through a very natural process that takes time, what happens? That grain of sand, that irritation, that disruption becomes a pearl. And so it is with our lives. When we have these disruptions that happen in our life, and they can be good disruptions too. I was just talking to somebody the other day who said, wow, I'm so excited. I got this job offer. I went, cool. And they said, but it was a job I applied for 18 months ago. Oh. And in the 18 months that happened between the time I applied and the time they contacted me, I've had a child and I live two blocks from the child's grandparents, so why would I want to move? But it's a great job. That's a very positive disruption. Disruptions happen. They cause irritation. They cause disruption. They take out the balance that we have each day. But over time, patience, over time, using natural processes, those irritations can become pearls. It gives us reason to see things differently, to see that experience differently, so we can change the perspectives of what has happened in the past and what is happening right now in terms of making pearls. I was walking down the sidewalk after a business lunch and talking to this woman whose daughter is trying to leave a very abusive relationship. And as she and I shared the stories, I asked her, I said, have you ever heard my presentation on pearls? She goes, no, I haven't. So I gave her the short story of the pearls, just oysters just trying to make it through life, and the disruptions happen, and through natural processes that take time, that becomes a treasure. I said, it's hard for your daughter to see it right now, but she's making treasures. And those treasures will become part of who she is and what she wears. Because you gals know what to do with pearls. You don't hide them away. You wear them so they maintain luster. And you rarely wear just one pearl at a time. One earring? Two. One pearl? A string. You wear them together. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is to discover those pearls within you. And then how do we take them and polish them? And then how do we keep them lustrous by making them part of our lives? Life is difficult, but we're making treasures in the process. We're making absolute treasures by being able to look at what's happened, adjust to it, take time. That's hard sometimes. It's sometimes the hardest part. But it's a very natural process that happens. Because inside you, you have courage, you have confidence, you have faith, and it's not always perfect. Sometimes you ebb and flow. Some days you feel strong and some days vulnerable. Welcome to the human race, right? But through the natural process where you're using courage and persistence and faith and love, loving others, allowing yourself to be loved, helping others, allowing yourself to be helped. I know that's the hard part for y'all, is allowing yourself to be helped, allowing yourself to be loved. But those natural processes are the things that are turning the irritations and disruptions into pearls. Now, does everybody have something to write in? Otherwise, we have to do it as a discussion. And I'd rather have a writing phase. Or even if you're just doing notes on your phone or something. Because I want to show you a process that I use in a lot of different workshops that are going to help you see your life in context that reveals where those pearls are coming from. And then we're going to talk about what to do with them. Okay, we have a paper vendor up here, a paper dealer, if if anybody needs some. She'll sell it to you in a little baggie under the light post at 9 p.m. Now, it's fitting that we have such a large group here. Okay, because an important part of what happens in this whole process happens in groups. Dr. Shelley Taylor is a researcher at UCLA. She learned the same things that we all did in high school or college, biology class. And what we learned in those classes was that under times of stress, we do one of two things, right? Flight or fight. And Dr. Taylor said, maybe there's a third option. Maybe there's a fourth option. Maybe men and women are different. And so she looked at the research and realized the research had been done using men, and she said, I'm going to try it with women. Guess what? Women are different. Under times of stress, you have a third option. You are hardwired for this third option, which is an incredible gift. And that third option is tend and befriend. Oxytocin kicks in and prompts a response in you that says we need to tend and befriend. And Dr. Taylor references the caveman days. Long, long ago, the saber-toothed tiger shows up, the guys go out with their clubs and sticks, and the women come together with the children and they tend and befriend to support and protect each other. Oxytocin takes over. It's part of the natural process. And so there's that oyster in a bed of oysters. And here you are in a community and friends and groups. Now, some of you may know Sandy Mossman. She's the past superintendent of CCISD. And I remember one time when she made this presentation, and she said that, under times of stress, what do women like to do? Three things: talk, shop, and eat. And everybody in the audience laughed. And years later, I heard about this research from Dr. Taylor. What is the modern version of tend and befriend? Talk, shop, and eat. What are you doing here today? Okay. It's a normal, natural, comforting, bonding process, a tend and befriend process. So it's natural to be able to do this in a group, and it's natural in what the results are. Okay. So let's look at the ways that we can look at life's context and look at where those pearls are. Okay? I use four timelines in a pop quiz. Okay, everybody ready? Okay, how much time have I got? We have to have you out here by what, 4 o'clock? Okay, yes, okay. We're going to have a full-on workshop. Don't tell the... Oh, you already... I can't say that in front of you.
Your timer right here.
Yeah. Shh. Don't tell her. Okay. Okay. What I'd like you to do is put a dot at the top of your page. Put a dot at the bottom of your page. Connect those two dots. The straight line would be preferred. That's your timeline.
Not sure if it's straight.
Okay. Somebody got a ruler for her? No. Okay. Graph tape or something?
It's a little wavy.
Okay. Well, that's appropriate because it's your lifeline. Okay. Okay. You were born, you're going to die. Somewhere on that line is where you are today. Put an X. That's a very clarifying mark. I did a workshop similar to this for a little church by Hobby Airport, and we go through the same exercise. And the woman who was sitting next to me was the co-founder of the church. And I believe at that time she was 142.
Wow.
Okay? This gal's been around a long time. And on her timeline, she put her ex where I put the ex on my timeline. And I thought, you're going to be here forever. Okay? But that ex is a very clarifying thing because it also gives you a view of where you think you are. I've seen people that looked very young to me whose ex was very far down the line. So I wonder, is it depression? Is it health issues? Did they just find out something from the oncologist? Okay. It's a very sobering, clarifying first mark to say, this is where I am. And it's from this place that I will look at the life behind me and the life that's ahead of me. So yes, your first timeline, and I want you to put, yeah, for about 3 minutes. This is fast paced. Usually this is like a 12-hour workshop over 4 weeks. Okay. But we're going to work real fast. For about 2 or 3 minutes, just so you get a sense of it,